Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. The saying that desperate times call for desperate measures was never more true than when applied to vaccination. Consider the first vaccine in 1796 when a young boy, was inoculated against smallpox. It had been noticed that milkmaids almost never contracted smallpox. Milkmaids frequently caught cowpox, a mild illness related to smallpox. British physician Edward Jenner theorized that infecting someone with cowpox would confer immunity to smallpox. It was a very simple procedure. A cut would be made in the arm, and fluid from cowpox blisters was smeared in the cut. The person would contract cowpox and then be immune to smallpox. Jenner's theory was correct, and he is now considered the father of vaccinology. The procedure was simple, but to a modern eye, it also seems disgusting. Smearing liquid from cow blisters into open wounds is not something most of us would care to do. Or would we? Because smallpox was a very contagious disease that killed many of the people who contracted it. The survivors were immune to another attack, but they were also usually disfigured for life. Many were very willing to take a desperate measure to prevent this kind of a fate. Louis Pasteur, he was not even a doctor when he developed a vaccine for rabies. And in our modern world, rabies is a plot point in movies like Old Yeller. But in Pasteur's time, rabid animals were so terrifying that any pet dog was suspect. And if they thought there was any chance that pet dog had rabies, well, that pet dog was shot, killed right out of hand. Rabies is almost 100% fatal. It causes hallucinations and painful spasms, and a person infected with the disease can become violently aggressive. People were so desperate that by 1886, when it was known Pasteur had developed a vaccine for rabies, 350 people traveled to Paris to beg for treatment. Only one of the patients developed rabies, and the rest were saved. Now, consider COVID. The total population of the world is more than 7 billion people. The number of people who have died from COVID is 4.9 million. And these are the people that they're saying have died due to COVID, but we know most of them died due to complications with COVID. That's a lot of dead people. But it's less than a fraction of 1% of the world population. Most people who get COVID don't get very sick. Some of them don't have any symptoms at all and only find out they've been infected with COVID when they test positive for it or turn out to have antibodies. The survival rate on the low end is 97% and on the high end, 99.75%. Desperate times call for desperate measures, but when a contagious disease spreads rapidly, makes people horribly sick, kills a large number of people it infects, and leaves the survivors disfigured for life, That is a time for desperate measures, like unproven procedures from people who may not even be doctors. This is how we learned that vaccines worked, by people terrified of an agonizing death from smallpox or rabies and willing to be experimented on to have a chance for survival. For the vast majority of the world's population, COVID is nothing more than a day or two of the sniffles. It's not just a serious disease that calls for mandates for mass vaccination. It is true that it is very contagious. But so is the common cold. And nobody's ever thought about shutting down the world before to prevent people from catching the sniffles. We learned a great deal in the 1800s and the 1900s because we had to. Because they were truly desperate situations. Tuberculosis, I've told this story before. Tuberculosis was not a big deal until we got indoor plumbing. Prior to that, what we knew about tuberculosis, what we know about it today, is that it lives in the intestines. So children, babies, diaper-wearing babies, when they would make a dirty diaper, as I try not to say bad words, when they would make a dirty diaper, they would, of course, stick their hands in it, because all babies do that at some point in their life, and then accidentally they would ingest feces. Now, we developed a very tough intestinal tract doing that. And during this time, if somebody got tuberculosis, it felt like they had the flu. But then, around the turn of the century, we started having indoor plumbing. And hygiene went up. Our level of hygiene went up. And it was, while it was great and it was stupendous, you know, plumbing, running water, all those other fun things, not having to go out and, you know, do things out in the outhouse, those kind of things. Well, then our intestines were no longer being developed and toughened by the accidental ingestion of feces. Now, my first thought would be, that's a great thing. But then we found out polio the whole time. We found out the polio strain would paralyze the spinal column. And thus we started having people that would be, you know, stricken with polio and no longer could walk. So, we learn by our experiences, and we apparently haven't been learning by the COVID experience. General Colin Powell, he passed away today, and a lot of people are calling that a COVID death, except he had cancer of the blood, and he was 84 years old. And General Powell's life was far more than passing away due to COVID. So try not to pay too much attention to that, because that's actually just the press trying to continue to do what they've been doing for a year and a half now, going on 2 years. So, just my thought on that. Desperate times do call for desperate measures, but it has never ever called for the world to be shut down. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. The reason I led with the whole vaccination thing is because this whole vaccination thing is becoming ridiculous. The U.S. Navy is preparing to discharge every one of its sailors who refused to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. Understand this about the Navy. The Navy is the projection of force. They're the fastest projection of force. They're the most massive projection of force. They bring with it air power, firepower, manpower. We go nowhere without the Navy going. And apparently it isn't enough that the Biden administration's policies are causing rampant inflation, unemployment, crime, and supply chain issues. Or that it is in the process of gutting the nation's transportation, public safety, and health care sectors. Now they're going to harm national security by forcing out up to 25% of our Navy personnel. And this after top brass tried to purge the military of those deemed overly patriotic or too openly Christian. And everybody wonders, how come suicide went up by nearly 50% this year alone in the military? Our young men, our treasure, how come? It seems odd to me for our leaders to want to, you know, drastically reduce the number of people in the healthcare and public safety fields during an ongoing pandemic. And then we have a concurrent explosion in crime. They were warning us about understaffing and hospitals being overwhelmed when we decided to take 15 days off and just lock up. But this seems suicidal for them to deliberately hamper military effectiveness, particularly of the Navy, at a time when global threats are rising, particularly from China. Be that as it is, pompous virtue-signaling clueless clowns like General Milley and Chairman, you know, he's the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, have determined that it's more important to fight ubiquitous and dangerous foes like man-caused climate change, transphobia, and domestic terrorists, like those parents who disapprove of the radical curriculum being shoved down their children's throats by school districts around the country, than it is to worry about China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, or Islamic terrorists. Do you think transphobia is enough of a major threat? Au contraire! Minnesota National Guard Major General Johanna Clyburn recently tweeted a complaint about yet another existential threat. You see, the Army bans French manicures. She stated AR-670-1, which is the that's the manual and the regulation that governs the way you look, the way you wear the uniform, all that other stuff. AR-670-1 considers it an unnatural color. You can, however, wear an American manicure, but it's a weird pink that doesn't look as nice. Balancing a civilian professional look with the easy switch in and out of uniform as often as I do and still be compliant can be a challenge. Wow. Well, be all you can be, General, I guess. But back to China. China let go of the coronavirus, let go of it into the world, with some reports alleging it did so deliberately or not during the World Military Games in Wuhan in October of 2019. Is it not ironic that China has fared far better than most of the rest of the world after its virus was set free? And is it not interesting that most of the formerly free world's governments suddenly began acting like that of communist China's and promptly began restricting or eviscerating their citizens' rights and freedoms? Isn't it also a remarkable coincidence that the U.S. Navy is set to neuter itself at the very moment that China is threatening Taiwan as never before? No Navy, no fighting, no defense of Taiwan. The same Navy that we're talking about letting go of all these people would be the most important asset and actor in a possible defense of Taiwan. All the aircraft would be launched from aircraft carriers. It would be the naval and air dominance that we would try to establish, you know. Now, according to the NTD News, more people in Taiwan have died from the vaccine than the virus. And as bad as the China virus is, our government's reaction to it has been far worse. The United States was born via a liberty mandate, the Declaration of Independence. It has since replaced that with mask and vaccine mandates. Once upon a time, we liberated nations like France. Now we enslave our own people and prevent them from serving, and to hell with the rest of the world unless they want to come and live here. If they keep pushing this the way they're pushing it, it could essentially be the end of the Republic. And it may well lead to the end of the Republic of China. But would it simply be coincidence if we allowed Taiwan to be absorbed by China? Or will China's actions and our government's responses be as chickens that have predictably come home to roost? Makes you wonder if all of this was planned. Now, you have a bunch of unintended consequences that are playing right now. They're playing out right now. In California, for example, if all of a sudden we brought all the boats in and we started loading all of the containers onto trucks, well, there's a truck shortage because they don't allow diesel trucks no more. They have to be electric trucks, except pretty much by and large, electric trucks don't exist of that type. So that's a problem to overcome. I don't know how that's going to work out. I've been seeing DeSantis getting out there saying, well, bring yourself here. I'll figure out how to get it in. Which, I find that interesting, Ron. Go for that, my friend. But in other ways, all of these unintended, while all of this stuff is out there in the ocean, ship, you know, on these ships, China's not getting paid for that. They've already got a disaster of a economy there. Crazy economy going on in China right now. And all of their good stuff is out there in the Pacific. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump is suing the January 6th Select Committee and the National Archives to block the release of his White House records related to the Capitol attack. First Lady Jill Biden at the White House on Monday was hosting an event celebrating the nation's teachers and to award the 2020 and 2021 Teacher of the Year Awards. President Biden also making an appearance addressing the significance of educators along with his reaction to the death of former U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell.
This is the guy, and we talk about it, who had teachers who looked at this African-American kid and said, you can do anything. So all I want to say to you, really, is don't underestimate what you do.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The State Department is working to rescue Christian American missionaries kidnapped in Haiti. A notorious gang is reportedly holding 17 people hostage, including 5 children. They were taken after visiting an orphanage. Officials say they were ambushed by armed men on a road outside the capital. A nonprofit reports 628 kidnappings this year and says the gang typically demands ransoms of around $20,000. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is remembering former Secretary of State Colin Powell. He died at the age of 84 from complications due to COVID.
Secretary Powell trusted the career workforce here. He made sure that the desk officer who knew a particular country or issue most deeply was the one who got to brief him or the president.
Blinken adding that he spent time with Powell on the 4th of July. Wall Street starting the week on a down note at the closing bell, the Dow losing 36 points to close at 35,258. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, we have a giant commodity shortage in America right now thanks to the incompetence of our leadership class, including a Secretary of Transportation taking paternity leave for a baby that he didn't have. For one thing, you know, one of the things that's really been in short supply for a while is good apples. The shelves are bare. The only apples we see are rotten and wormy. We always hear about how the federal agencies, which are increasingly being used as a personal Stasi of the ruling caste to protect their positions and powers and prestige against challenges by us U.S. peasants, are filled with hardworking professionals upholding their oaths. There's only a few bad apples doing all the bad stuff. All the rank and file are groovy. And I've got you a unicorn that you can buy today cheap. Because where are all the good apples? We're over half of a decade into the FBI actively intervening in favor of the Democrat Party to snuff out dissent and opposition. And what is the name of a single heir to Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.'s sturdy Inspector Erskine who stood up and pulled the pin on his or her or increasingly Zier's career because the FBI shenanigans are a gross violation of their principles? No one. Nobody. It has not happened. And in the few instances of transitory accountability, like that lying sack of Schumer, Andrew McCabe, justice is gleefully denied. He got fired for lying as part of the conspiracy to undermine our democracy, which we were told was a bad thing to do when normal people wandered around Capitol Hill snapping selfies, and the Biden regime just settled his stupid nonsense and lawsuit by giving him back pay, his pension, and wiping his record clean. Nobody has quit over this. But let's keep pretending the people perpetuating the system are somehow heroes worthy of our respect. But I got a few questions. Where was the outrage over trying to frame Donald Trump and succeeding in framing a bunch of his people in order to ensure our 2016 votes were meaningless? How about over hunting down mere trespassers in the Capitol and sending militarized SWAT teams to break down their doors? Why is no one resigning over the cartels importing hundreds of thousands of illegals? Have we caught any Chi-Com spies lately? Whatever happened to Hunter's Coke-encrusted laptop? And anyone at the Bureau's public corruption section checking out his modern art scam? And how about those agents who saved the Stepford governor from being kidnapped in a conspiracy created by those agents? How about those perjured FISA warrants? Do you remember that Las Vegas shooter? What was up with that? And how many mass shooters did the FBI know about in advance? Keep hearing about them being on the FBI's radar, you know? But, you know, the real threat to the United States of the leftist establishment is mad moms daring to petition their government for the redress of grievances. Remember, we've not heard of a single agent quitting because they refuse to be a part of this. Not one. Not even when they were ordered to monitor their recent protest in their adorable cuffed jean shorts and their Bermuda shorts and their Costa sunglasses. And if they eagerly follow those orders, why would you think there's an order to oppress you that they would decline to obey? And that one you really need to think through. They've not drawn a line on perjury or framing. People are dressing like they're waiting to get into a Hootie and the Blowfish concert. So where would they draw the line? And there isn't a line they won't cross to secure their pensions. Ask the kids at Waco. Oh, you can't, can you? I'm sorry. Sad but true. At least when trans pioneer J. Edgar Hoover was in charge, they were breaking the law to hassle commies and pinkos. Now normals are the target. And we get to pay for it with taxes. Which leads me to this. You know, it's time to defund the feds. That agency is beyond redemption, so we need to end the Federal Bureau of Investigation for good. We must defund the federal police, a federal police force we probably shouldn't have in the first place. Now, we as individuals can do our part by aggressively exercising our rights under the increasingly optional Constitution to refuse to speak to the FBI without our attorneys present. They hate that. Also, as we've learned, they hate to record interviews, which is super convenient because, again, as we've seen, their post-ex-facto written reports can be massaged into the findings they want. There was a time when normal Americans were proud to give their assistance to the world's preeminent law enforcement agency. But that was before the FBI chose to become an armed arm of a particular political faction. And choices have consequences. And all that goodwill, that's flushed. Now, you are frankly nuts to trust the FBI. We know, because we saw what happened to Mike Flynn when he trusted the FBI. And you must treat evidence from the FBI like all other evidence when serving as a juror. In criminal trials, the FBI's word used to be gold for a jury. It was almost too golden because citizens should have been more demanding, but its reputation meant that when an agent spoke on the stand, the jurors nodded. They have a 99.6% plus conviction rate for a reason. It is vital that you do your civic duty as jurors and that you treat testifying FBI agents as you would any other witness with no bias for or against, and that's very important. You can never be biased as a juror. To serve, you must be able to honestly answer when asked by the judge if you can approach the testimony and witnesses without bias. You can. You just have to listen to the testimony and treat it just like every other witness's testimony. Believe or disbelieve based on the facts and your impression of the witness. The FBI should never have an advantage in court. Its conduct has helped fix that problem. And now the jurors have to hold its testimony to the same standard as others' testimony. There's other things you can do, but as a party, we got to get out of the comfort zone if we're in the GOP and act. We're so used to being the pro-law enforcement party that we fail to critically examine the beneficiaries of our support. Every year, we complain about the FBI and other organizations, and every year, GOP reps and senators vote to fund them. And that needs to end. And it needs to end soon. It's time to defund the feds. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last time on the firing line, and from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, there is one thing you absolutely have to understand. Wherever a vacuum is created, there will be something to fill that vacuum. When you get into a place where they have decided to do something they consider to be proactive, which is to disarm law-abiding citizens, to turn it into a gun-free zone, one of two things is going to happen. It's going to be ignored, or it's going to be abided by. Now, these gun-free zones, they don't actually exist on, you know, in the same degrees of equality across the country. For example, in where I live in South Carolina, if you walk into a door and you see a gun-free zone sign sitting there, then your first question should be, and I do this with every building I'm about to enter, if I have never entered it before. I go around looking at all the exits and entrances, because in South Carolina, in order for a gun-free zone to be valid, it has to have that sign everywhere. It can't just be on the front door. It has to be on the back door as well. Now, although the Daily News always provides plenty of examples of people doing genuinely bad things, like assault and robbery and rape and murder, the fact is that most people in America are law-abiding. And that's, you know, where the gun-free zone catches most people, because they'll see that sign, and if they are carrying a gun, they'll go back and say, well, it's a gun-free zone, I can't carry my gun in there. While some will sit passively while a violent rape occurs in front, directly in front of them, many of these good citizens will act when called upon to do so. But nevertheless, despite there not being a problem of this actually being a thing. See, I can see them taking action. If I rolled up and, you know, I'm carrying a gun, carrying it concealed, I roll up and I'm like, hey, you're getting the last thingamajig and I want the last thingamajig. And then I pull my gun out and I'm like, let go of the thingamajig. But see, that doesn't happen. right? That doesn't happen as a rule. There are people that are faster on the draw and maybe quicker than they should be on certain things. But and they get it wrong. When they get it wrong, this is when they're actually pulling and producing a weapon and they're not in a life or death situation. They're not in a imminent bodily harm situation. So that you know, there's that. But most of the time, that doesn't happen either. The armed populace is actually very, very good at this kind of thing. So, nevertheless, America's retail stores and entertainment venues insist on disarming the good guys under the delusional belief that it's going to stop somehow, some magical way, the bad guys. The latest example of this urge to disarm comes from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where a shooting occurred at the Park City Center shopping mall on Sunday afternoon. And we get this from Lancaster Online, or is it Lancaster? Gunshots rang out at the Park City Center in Lancaster around 2:30 p.m. Two people suffered gunshot wounds and two suspects were in custody, according to police and the website, which said the injuries were not life-threatening. An argument broke out between four people outside an international food store, the owner of the store told the outlet. One man brandished a gun during a scuffle, and it was knocked away by a man who then opened fire, according to the report. Now, I think that is, in fact, stupendous that no one was really hurt there. I think that's great. In the grand scheme of mass shootings, which, you know, we're talking about rampage killings, that is a situation which someone with a gun starts shooting in a way that possibly puts dozens of people at risk. This one was not designed to be this. So this was a shooting in a locale that had a mass population there. But I found this notable because the mall is yet another American retail venue that bans guns. And examples of specific activities that are prohibited include, but are not limited to, disruptive profanity, vulgar or threatening language, unnecessarily blocking walkways, roadways, or storefronts, running, horseplay, or disorderly conduct of any nature, excessive loitering, operating unauthorized recreational and or personal transportation devices in the shopping center, no firearms or illegal weapons. Now, when a bad guy sees that sign, if a bad guy is making a decision, if they're trying to come to a conclusion as to where they're going to go do their bad things, first things first, they don't care about what you're banning. They're going to break every rule going in the door just because that's what they do. If they were the kind to abide by rules, they wouldn't be bad guys. One thing we know definitely, without a shadow of the doubt, you know, when somebody starts firing in a public place, the only way to stop that person is to disrupt what they're doing. To make this no longer the thing to do. Now, we saw that vividly with the shooting at the White Settlement Church in 2019, where a would-be mass shooter was able to kill only two people before an armed security in the church killed the gunman. And although there have been innumerable other examples, the one that sticks in my mind is the 2007 attempted mass shooting at the Trolley Square Shopping Center in Salt Lake City, which an off-duty policeman stopped by killing the shooter. Now, the shooter managed to kill five people, but would have undoubtedly killed many more had an armed good guy not been there in place in the first place. And a stark contrast to this emerged the other day from Norway, where a mass shooter using a bow and arrow, not a gun, managed to kill five people because the police, the good guys, were unarmed and unable to stop him. And we get this. Now, Norway on Saturday announced it would hold an independent investigation into the actions of police and security agencies following a bow and arrow attack that killed five people and injured three others. Police have been criticized for reacting too slowly to contain the massacre, acknowledging that the five deaths took place after police first encountered the attacker. In general, they say the first officers on the scene observed the suspect but took cover and called for reinforcements when arrows were fired at them. The officials have acknowledged that the armed suspect got away and then likely killed the five victims between ages 52 and 78, both indoors and inside some apartments. So, people do stupid things. Accidents happen, people make bad judgment calls, but the reality is that if someone is determined to kill as many people as possible, the only thing that's going to stop that person is going to be a gun. A person with a gun is going to stop them. And rules that disarm the good guys, whether it's a gun ban in shopping mall, or the leftist laws disarming police while they may stop a few accidental or stupid shootings, that's a gift to the killers. Because for them, every crowded venue then becomes the barrel with the fish. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.